Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
No John, no Reggie. It is me, Paul Gallant. Yeah, that guy. And Chris Partee. That guy.
Yeah.
We are hanging out with you. Until
these dudes.
Two. That's right. We got Colin Neal behind the glass. Colin, shout out to you, sir. You've been here since 6 in the morning.
4:30, actually.
4:30.
Yeah, I don't know how he does it.
Yeah, I don't know how he
he's actually still standing and, you know, just bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yeah.
I don't know how he does it.
I'm envious of your energy.
Hey, that's the youth right there.
I feel like an energy vampire right now.
That's the youth. That's his youth.
It's the youth,
that's
yeah.
That's his youth.
Yeah. If you don't mind me asking, how old are you, Colin?
I turned 25 13 days ago.
You finally turned 25, man.
Yes,
Congratulations. Happy birthday, man. Happy birthday. Belated birthday, man.
Yeah. I spent it watching my Bearcats. I mean, I covered them.
Yeah.
But they beat Delaware at Shell Energy, so it was pretty fun. It was a pretty good game. It was pretty fun.
Nice.
A little close, but hey, I'll take the birthday gift anyway.
Hey, take a W, however you can get it.
Yeah, exactly.
25 was the birthday I was most depressed about.
Why?
30? No. 35.
Why?
Nope.
Why 25?
Because I was like, well, I'm on my way to 30.
Okay.
So
yeah,
it was like,
true.
I can see 30 from here.
So in your mind, you're like on the downslope.
Yeah, I was like, oh,
it's all over now.
Oh boy.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, wait till 40 comes around.
Yeah.
I'll wait. You ain't hit that yet.
I might lie about my age.
Sometimes you gotta do that.
Somebody I used to work with, Chris, at another radio station, and this person lied about his age for the longest time.
Oh, like for decades?
He wouldn't tell anybody what his age was, and if anyone asked him what it was, he wouldn't say it. And this man is in his 50s. And to his credit, he's for a man in his 50s, you would not think he's in his 50s.
So he looked younger.
Yeah, he looked younger. And he's in good shape,
if you keep yourself up, you can get away with that.
That's true.
But you can't look like Peter Griffin being 55, saying you're 35,
no,
right?
That's true.
You just can't do it.
For sure. 100%. You got to be careful here. And the Houston Texans got to be careful on Sunday in Indianapolis. Just like Daniel Jones has got to be careful on Sunday in Indianapolis for those Colts. Look, he's dealing with a fractured fibula. He's playing through it. I've seen some really weird reports about Daniel Jones for this game. The Colts are confident he can play through this. I wonder how confident they actually are.
Some of that almost feels like smoke screens. I don't know if I believe that.
Ooh, do you think he's living on video so that the Texans get false intel? I like this.
I don't know if I believe that. There's just something funny about it.
Disinformation?
Playing
yes.
Chestnut checkers.
Classic Shane Steichen, that
yes.
guy. One of the brightest minds in the National Football League.
And I'm not saying I know anything. I'm just throwing that out there. It just feels weird.
I would certainly feel weird about the idea of Daniel Jones after Josh Allen got sacked 8 times by this defense hanging in there against this pass rush, which I would say in terms of just name brand recognition is number one in the league. Sure, the Broncos have a bazillion sacks this season, by far the most in the league, but with Will Anderson and with Danielle Hunter, I mean, this is the top 1-2 pass rush tandem in the league. You know, after Myles Garrett, who's probably going to be the defensive player of the year. My God, he's going to have.
He should be the defensive player of the year.
He's got 18 sacks and there's 6 games left.
Yeah.
I mean, what in God's name? This is great for
that
all
is,
the Aggies
that
out
is
there.
Crazy.
It's insane. But this pass rush tandem for the Texans, I mean, if you're Daniel Jones, I don't know what you do. And
he should be scared right now.
He should. And I mean, that means just like they were probably trying to do last week to an extent, but they couldn't get it done against the Chiefs, who also have a very good defense. They're going to try to give the ball to Jonathan Taylor. And Jonathan Taylor has had his moments against the Texans in the past, but this is one of those games where it feels like the Colts have to be really good on the ground to win the game. And
yeah.
I feel very good about the Texans defense's ability to stop the run.
If I'm the Texans, I want Daniel Jones to beat me.
Yeah.
I want Daniel Jones to beat me.
Double dog dare you.
Just limit Jonathan Taylor.
Yep.
Limit Jonathan Taylor. Make Daniel Jones have to drop back, go through his progressions, and beat you all day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he can do it.
I don't either.
I don't think he can do it.
Is that disrespectful of us?
It's very disrespectful, but we're saying it. I don't think he can do it.
Yeah.
I just don't.
I don't either. And then on top of that, when you take a look at the Colts receivers, I have respect for Michael Pittman.
Yeah.
And I think the other guys that they have around him are solid, but are they beating Derek Stingley? Are they beating Kamari Lassiter?
They don't have one receiver that scares you.
No.
Do they? I mean, let's be honest.
Pittman has had his moments.
He's good. I'm not saying he's not good, but what receiver on that team scares you and says, oh, he might go for 10 catches, 180 yards, 150 yards? Which one of their receivers? None of them do.
No, and I always used to make this joke. The Colts have a bunch of random receivers who are solid, but they
a lot of times
they have names that are like presidents from the 1800s. You know, like Alec Pierce, right? Or
they do have.
There's another guy named Chester Rogers back in the day, which reminded me of Chester A. Arthur. So that's why I used to make that joke.
Chester Rogers.
I mean, Daniel Jones. I mean,
and then Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones sounds like he's a man from Kentucky, wears a coonskin hat, and maybe he's going to move on. I don't know. I'm confusing Daniel Boone and a bunch of other random people from back in the day. I watched that Ken Burns Revolutionary War documentary. So sorry for taking you down the history rabbit hole.
No hate. No hate.
Oh my goodness.
So I'm looking at the Colts. I'm looking at Daniel Jones. I think Daniel Jones is going to have a very tough time beating this Texans defense. And that makes you feel good because it's C.J. Stroud's first game back. And I think it allows C.J. Stroud to ease back in because he has been gone for what feels like months. It's been a month. But it feels like multiple months.
And on top of that, he's been out with a concussion.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how...
How scrambled is his brain?
Concussions affect everyone differently.
For sure.
So you don't really know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen with him when he gets back on the field.
I'm glad you brought up the concussion side of it, Chris, because there have been a couple of moments in Stroud's career where I've wondered, did he ring his bell there?
If he had a concussion, yeah.
Right. Now,
but he didn't go out.
This is before, 2023 specifically, before the Jets game where he suffered the concussion and he missed a couple of games, there was a game against the Broncos. And there was a game against the Cardinals, and I remember specific moments in both of those games. I don't remember when they happened, but I know at one point in both of those games, Stroud looked a little bit dazed and was being helped around. So, good for the Texans, taking their sweet time, bringing him back in.
Yeah.
Great for Davis Mills, who has probably earned himself a 10-year career in the league by stepping in and winning 3 games as the backup quarterback, even if there's definitely some things that he needs to be better at. And I think the idea of a quarterback controversy with Davis Mills, come on, unless you're trolling.
Now that's ridiculous.
I was goofing off a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, that is.
I was goofing off. It was a Texans Titans game, and I was like, well, I don't really know what to talk about because the Titans suck, and if you lose to the Titans, like you should go to jail. But so the whole week I was just like, let's start a Davis Mills, CJ Stroud, like,
so it was
quarterback
you.
Controversy.
Yeah, it was Paul.
But I told everybody it's a bit. We're doing it as a bit. We're gonna create a race war between quarterbacks as a bit, okay? We're gonna do exactly what I used to do with my very left leaning sister and my right leaning father at Thanksgiving, where you just roll it out and walk away.
Like I said, Paul just likes to troll people
a little bit.
Just likes trolling.
You've figured me out very quickly.
Hey, he just likes trolling people.
I'm a little bleep starter.
I'm here for it.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. I'm here for it.
But the thing is, though, when I was filling in for the drive a few weeks ago. Yeah. when it was Ron and B-Scott that was in. Ron decided to open up the phone lines because there was people texting in, like, legit, like, saying, like, Davis Mills. And so we opened up the phone lines, and then people started calling in, like, defending, like, hey, no, Davis Mills should be in there. Where was
CJ Stroud? Stop.
Like, come
just
on,
stop.
Guys.
Just
come
stop.
On.
Just stop. I don't even want to hear it. But when I was on with Ron after the Texans had that comeback victory over the Jaguars, because I could sense how annoyed Ron was with the idea that there was any quarterback controversy.
I'm picturing him right now.
The whole show with Ron, I was like, hey, yeah, but I don't know, man.
I'm seeing him right now. I know he was irritated. I know it was.
He knew I was messing with him, too.
But it was under. Like, it was getting under his skin, though.
Oh, for sure.
I know it was.
I'm a little gnat. I like to annoy people.
Just like to dig at him.
But it was one of the perfect stupid quarterback controversies because, you know, you got a white guy, you got a black guy, and yeah, it just adds a little extra flavor to the quarterback controversy.
In general, everyone just loves a quarterback controversy.
They do.
Just in general.
But this
even when there is none. Even when there is none.
Yeah, for sure.
We still love a quarterback controversy. Mm-hmm. Why? I don't know.
It's drama.
It's drama, yes.
It's E! News for men, you know? This is our gossip.
These are our soap operas.
Mm-hmm.
This is for us. This is our soap opera.
Is Becky going to break up with John?
Like, ours is. Like, are the Texans going to move on to Davis Mills?
That's exactly what it is.
And then there's Kendrick Perkins.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
Shedeur Sanders.
Why are we interjecting him into the garbage?
because of what he was saying about, oh, CJ can't throw to his left.
Right? Yeah, I know.
Davis Mills is the guy.
I thought you were talking about Kendrick Perkins, who is a Houston area native.
He is.
And who is a beloved member of one of my favorite Celtics teams ever, who won the title against the LA Lakers. But Kendrick Perkins also has said over the course of the last week that Shedeur Sanders is the most powerful black man in the United States of America since Barack Obama. He actually said that, Chris.
I
got the audio.
Chris, as a member of the black delegation, do you agree with that?
Of the black delegation. All right, Dave Chappelle.
I got the audio if y'all want to listen to it real quick.
I don't think we want to, do we? That's a quarterback controversy.
I cannot disagree more with Kendrick Perkins.
Okay, good.
As I do on most things that he says.
Is this what you
know? He's just saying things to get for ratings.
He's doing the rage baiting.
He's
right,
doing he's. Just,
I do troll baiting. He does rage baiting.
He is rage baiting. The CJ Mills things and anything. Now this. Come on.
He's just saying anything.
Can't throw left, Pop. He can't throw left.
But Johnny actually saw him at the gas station about a month or so ago.
Gosh, that's a big man.
Yeah.
I saw, if we're just talking about seeing huge
just
NBA
random
players,
folks, yeah.
This is the me experience. We just drift off. Yeah. I saw Shaq going into a CVS once here in Houston.
Okay, yeah.
Just going into the CVS that's on.
You can't miss Shaq.
I think it's like right slightly past the Galleria from where we're at.
Okay.
It's somewhere on, I forget if it's on Richmond or if it's on Westheimer. Anyway, I go in there. I'm going to grab a couple of things for hanging out with a date. And I walk out, and then this massive figure is just walking in. And like
massive figure.
Like, oh, my God, that was Shaquille O'Neal. And
he walked right by you?
Oh, walked right by me.
Wow.
The dorky part of me, I was like, wait, that was Shaq. Why is Shaq here? The dorky part of me, because I think there was a Rockets game that was taking place, and I guess he was here maybe for TNT or something like that.
Possibly.
And I walked by him, and the dorky part of me wanted to get a selfie with him. But the P-word side of me was like, I'm too scared.
I don't want to annoy Shaq.
I don't want to offend
the star
him
of Kazam.
Get out of my face, Paul. Get out of my face.
That's not bad.
Shaq is cool, though.
He is cool. That's what I've heard.
If you walk up to Shaq, like he'll talk to you.
He's very personal. I know. I was a coward.
He's very personal.
I was a coward. I regret this.
You would have been fine.
I think I would have been fine.
You'd have been all right.
I would have been starstruck, but I would have been okay.
He's not one of those a-hole celebrities.
No, he's not. He's not.
He's not.
No.
Let me tell you something. I got more rings than Charles Barkley. All right.
Well, yes. I mean, technically, we probably have more rings than Charles Barkley.
That's true. As a fan of the Patriots, I am a 6-time Super Bowl champion. That is actually very true. I've won more than Charles Barkley by proxy.
So, there you go.
This is a fine print.
Paul Gallant, Chris Forte equal Charles Barkley.
Yep. Pretty much.
I guess.
Oh, that's terrible. That's a terrible take by you.
Anyway, football. It's a sport.
Yeah.
You were talking about it.
One of them. It's one of them.
So, you know, we haven't really had a chance to talk about this because everyone was off the air yesterday.
Yep.
And perhaps this is something that we can bring into the next segment because, Chris, I know you wanted to talk about what we're seeing with the Houston Rockets right now.
Oh, yeah.
So as part of lunchtime confessions.
Ooh.
I think we can take a look at what's going on with the Rockets. Lunchtime confession. Reed Sheppard better than Steph Curry?
Ooh!
I'm kidding.
That's a hot take right there.
I'm doing a little Kendrick Perkins take, okay? Just a little Kendrick Perkins there, but we'll do lunchtime confessions. We'll also talk a little bit about what the Rockets were able to do to the Golden State Warriors and what they could do to the Utah Jazz on Sunday. He's Chris Partee. I'm Paul Gallant. Stick around in the Loop Sports Radio 610.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, presented by the Men's Clinic on Sports Radio 610.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Paul Gallant, Chris Partee, in for John Lopez and Reggie. Chris, I'm going to let you lead off.
All right.
Do you have a lunchtime confessional?
I do.
Hit me.
These are my confessions.
So, Thanksgiving was yesterday. We've talked about the food. Now, we didn't get to desserts, but I'm sure we will at some point. I got to confess, though, I'm not really a turkey guy. The main course of Thanksgiving, I could care less about. There's been years when I had a plate full of the mac and cheese, the dressing, got it right that time, the cranberry sauce, the green beans, or depending whose house you're at, the green bean casserole. Yes, I got white folks in my family. Okay. I got white folks in the family. So, yeah, I like the green bean casserole.
I hate green beans.
Don't get mad at me, but I do. All right. There's been years when I will load up on everything but the turkey. Turkey is just too dry for me a lot of times. So it is a very dry meat.
Is this...
I just can't.
Is this a problem created, Chris?
Uh-oh.
If you're making a confession, was it the fault of those who were cooking the bird?
This has been at multiple events.
So this is your general experience is that it's dry?
With turkey.
Okay.
A lot of times. No, not every time. But a lot of times it's just a little too dry for me.
It's a tough thing to cook, and I'm super thankful that my girlfriend's parents, who are in town right now, suggested that we go out to eat for Thanksgiving yesterday, because I've never done it. And I think I'm a pretty good cook, but I've never done
turkey.
Turkey is hard. It's a lot.
It's hard.
That's an all-day thing. So I don't think that's an incorrect take. Like, it's weird, too. We only cook it once a year, generally. Maybe you have turkey
for Christmas sometimes, yeah.
Maybe you have turkey for Christmas, yeah. But it is such an American feast.
It is.
And yet, it's a one-time a year thing, and it's very tough for you to get better at cooking a turkey because practice makes perfect.
You don't do it all the
Experimentation
time.
Makes perfect. That totally makes sense to me, yeah. That turkey's maybe not your favorite.
Not a turkey guy. I'm just not.
Okay. These are my confessions. I have a confession.
Uh-oh.
People are going to be mad at me for this one. I have yet to watch a complete Houston Rockets basketball game this year. It is my job to cover sports for a living.
Come on, Paul.
I have yet to watch a complete game. I watched most of the season opener against the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Okay.
I have seen a bit of the Rockets here or there, but I have not been able to sit down and watch a full game. And I don't really have an excuse. Your boy's looking for work, you know? And I'm very thankful that Sports Radio 610 is giving me some part-time work. But I feel bad because I know how good this team has always been. I love the Ime Udoka era. I love Amen Thompson. I think that Alperen Şengün's taking a big step forward. And on Wednesday, we saw Reed Shepard go off for a career-high 31 points. That is my confession, and I'm sorry. I've let people down because I like basketball. It's not like with baseball where I'm out of the closet on it. I like that the Astros are good, but I do not like the actual sport itself.
Okay.
But I'm a bad sports talk show host. Because I have not been watching nearly enough Rockets basketball.
Well, here's the great thing.
Yeah?
You got a lot of time to catch up.
I do.
They've played 15 games so far?
Mm-hmm.
What are they, 11? No, they're
12 and 4.
So they played 16 games.
Mm-hmm.
What's the math there? 66 left, something like that?
Something along those lines.
Something along there? You got a lot of time, Paul.
You have a lot of time.
You'll catch up. I believe in you.
But I feel bad.
I believe in you.
I feel like the Catholic guilt is raining upon me right now. I feel awful about
this. Well, let's be fair. It is football season.
It is, but I still feel like...
I'm trying to give you an out here.
I got to make
an exception. I'm trying to give you an out, Paul.
I'm flagellating myself. I'm Silas from the Tom Hanks movie, whatever it's called. Da Vinci Code.
Ooh,
I'm that albino dude. Well, it was. He lacks all the pigment, which
man.
Is saying something because I don't have much myself. He just got blind. He looks a little like Slim Shady, except for he's a monk
Slim
assassin
Shady.
Or something right. like that. All right. Colin, what you got?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm gonna go to sports here on this one. I'm going to stick with it. It's rivalry week?
That's a tough one for me.
Rivalry week.
Rivalry week.
Still Raruto.
That's a mini confession. I have trouble saying certain words for some reason. As a guy that likes that is a play-by-play guy, I need to get better at. But anyway.
You've been up a long time, man.
Yeah, dude. You've been up since 4:30.
Technically 3:30.
He got here at 4:30. He's been up since 3-something.
Yeah.
Confession, I'm tired. Anyway. Yeah. It's rivalry week. God dang it. I did it again.
Rye.
Hey, don't make us dump you.
Anyway.
Rivalry.
There we go.
But you know how these days people are like, you know, some people are like, oh, it's all about sportsmanship. I don't like the fight and the fighting's wrong. No.
Uh-oh.
We just saw Ole Miss
yes!
and Mississippi State just go at it. And it's just awesome. A year ago, the rivalry week was awesome. Okay. It was awesome. And look, Mississippi State and Ole Miss have got started early. I don't mind fights as long as nobody gets hurt. Hey, there's some exchanging unpleasantries, okay?
So you applaud the passion.
The passion, I love it.
Yeah.
The passion, I love it.
Yeah.
That's just what happens when you... A lot of those takes are from people that haven't really played the sport. Really, they don't understand.
You think so?
I'll never fully understand it. I mean, I play football as high as junior high as a Ed Reed safety, but...
There we go!
But
same,
come on.
Brother.
I love this kind of year in sports when we see the passion, the intensity. So yeah, I'm all for exchanging unpleasantries as long as nobody gets hurt.
Yeah, I don't think there's nothing wrong with getting a little scuffle.
I think a lot of people like to watch the scuffles. Now, do you want to your be involved. Kids participating in the scuffle if you're watching a high school game or a college game? No.
Maybe not Malice in the Palace.
Definitely not. Oh, boy, Mississippi State with a big run after the fight. Perhaps they got a little shot in the arm from the squab that happened a moment ago.
Ring those cowbells.
It is annoying. And by the way...
is that another confession right there?
Yeah, well, exactly. Here's my confession. My bougie-ass prep school that I went to in high school, Short Chris Preparatory School, we all had butlers.
Oh, my
kidding.
Goodness.
I'm kidding. But, you know, it's like, what a douchey-sounding school name. Thayer Academy, the other one I went to. But when I was at that school, for some reason, even though we were 100% the cake-eater school, the riches, we had cowbells for some reason. We rang cowbells like we were some hick school. Yeah, no offense to those fine folks who would be called a hick school for ringing a cowbell, but that's kind of, it's like you're leaning into it.
Paul's offending everyone today.
Yeah. Equal opportunity.
He woke up feeling
I chose violence. Yeah,
he
a little
woke
frisky.
Up and chose violence for sure.
But the cowbell's annoying as hell.
It can be a bit much.
For sure.
It can be a bit
much. So that's probably what started that Ole Miss fight. I am curious.
You think that's what started it?
Yeah, what happened? I don't know.
Turn that damn bell down.
Colin, did you get any feel for what the hell happened there?
Like, what happened? Why did that start?
So, it was just, looks like a Mississippi State defender. Just try to get a sack on the quarterback, and I guess...
I saw that.
And I guess while the officials were probably talking about it, there was probably some talking, like asking them, like, "Hey, what did you have for Thanksgiving dinner?" And probably one of them probably had to take like Paul Gallant with the cheese.
And macaroni and cheese smells like farts.
Do you think someone spit in the other person's face?
Oh, come on!
Well, that's all the rage.
We've been seeing a lot of that lately.
That's been a theme.
That's all the rage.
We've been seeing it.
Ja'Marr Chase. Acting like no one would see that.
Jalen Carter
is pretty funny, but see, Jalen Carter fessed up to it. Ja'Marr Chase, straight-faced, and I guess technically, if you want to be a lawyer for him, he never said he spit at him, that he didn't spit at him either, but he said he spit in his general direction. He was like, well, if I was spitting at him, I would have spit at him in the face. Like, all-time attempt to try to get out of the suspension.
That'll hold up in court, buddy.
That's like, it's like sixth grade me forging my mom's signature on the time I told Kelly Murphy to shut up.
Oh,
I ended
man,
up in detention for that. No, that's
so you got in trouble for forging signatures too.
Oh, I was a little.
I've been
bastard
there.
In sixth grade.
I went there too. I went there too.
No, that was bad. It was bad.
It's only wrong if you got caught.
That's true.
We got caught. That's the problem.
Oh, you did get caught.
We got caught.
Yeah, we got caught. There's another thing I cheated on in eighth grade at this school that I got that I got away with.
Wait.
These are my confessions.
I cheated on a test and I got away with it. I had a ridiculously high score and everyone thought it was suspect. So the rest of the year, I actually, and to my credit, I got an A in the class.
Okay.
But the rest of the year, I was like, oh, God, now everyone thinks I'm like
it was
all
pressure.
That.
You had pressure then.
Oh, I had a lot of
that
pressure.
That was pressure then.
No, and it was very blatant what I was doing. I can't believe I got away with it.
Hey, man, good job.
No, not good job.
Nah.
No, kids listening,
okay.
Don't do that.
Kids don't listen.
Don't use the chat GPT. Don't use the artificial intelligence, you little
cheaters. Oh, my God.
You little cheaters.
Okay, boomer.
No. Do it the old-fashioned way.
If I'm not going to lie. If ChatGPT had been around when I was in high school.
Oh, yeah, I know. I bet.
Early 2000s, late 90s, early 2000s. Oh, I would have had a 4.0.
I think that's why I don't want them to do it. Because it's like, hey, I had to do it the hard
man,
way.
Man, I ain't even going to lie to you. I would have been using it for everything.
Back in my day.
Come on. We're not that old.
We had to chop down the trees ourselves to get pencils.
See, you can say that when you're 25.
Yeah, this guy.
Hey, for those that don't know, though, I was there when we did it was called the tax test, not the star test.
Yeah.
Paul might know what I'm talking about, but it used to be called the tax test whenever we, it was like, you know, the readiness test and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
So
the standardized testing,
but
whatever
man,
it is.
Man, I remember though when we had to get those little folders and then put them right around our papers.
And so nobody cheated.
I mean, come on. People were peeking. Yeah, exactly.
What you got over there, Paul? Let me see your answers.
Hey.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
cover up. Hey, I studied. I'm a good boy. Excuse me, sir, as he adjusted his glasses.
Hey.
Listen. It does make you look a little more intelligent, that's for sure. I mean, I look like I just came from a coal mine with my mustache and mullet look right now.
Yeah, I was down there. I have Coors Banquet beer on the way out.
Now I guess I sound like Clint. Wrapping it up, I have one more confession to make.
Okay.
These are my confessions.
All right, so yesterday there was this turkey trot thing, and it was for charity.
Oh,
I didn't know it was for charity.
I knew this was going.
I didn't know this was coming. I didn't know it was for charity, okay? All I know is I was inconvenienced. I was on the goal line of where my home was. All I had to do was take a left. And they said, no, you got to take a right, sir.
Damn.
The police officer told me that. And I was like, wait, seriously?
So even if you lived there, you couldn't just...
Right. So I had to take a right back on Westheimer, go back to 610, loop around, go up north on 610, and then get on San Felipe. But since there were so many detours to go around the turkey trot, I kept on having to take a right. Everything was one lane. It was brutal. And I see people that are out here that are clearly not going that hard in the turkey trot. I saw two people dressed up like Glenda and Greenbroad from Elphaba, sorry, from Wicked 2, which I'm going to have to watch with the girlfriend in the near future. Not looking forward to that. No offense. The second one doesn't have as good songs. Huh?
Good luck.
I'm saying it.
Good luck.
But as I'm driving around, I see a lot of people that are walking, and these people jaywalked through the cars that were parked.
Of course they did.
They jaywalked, and they were getting annoyed that some cars were still moving forward.
Oh, my goodness.
And
goodness.
They jaywalked, and they, like, waved at us. And so I flicked them off, rolled down the window, and told them, F you.
So you actually rolled down the window.
Oh, I did.
And gave them the expletive.
Yeah, I did. I was in a death machine. Oh, come at me. Oh, come at me, bro. No, I wouldn't actually do that. That's illegal. That's assault, brother. Goodness.
Illegal, and hey, we're in Texas. And Texas, you should know what I mean by that.
Oh, for sure. Yes. But these people, I mean, I don't know if people in the turkey trot are going to be carrying, you know, a piece.
Hey, nowadays you just never know.
That's totally true. And listen, the white Irish rage takes over me, and my eyes roll back into my head like a great white shark.
Look at you. And you just black out.
I just black out. I don't even know what I'm doing. Because eventually I probably will get killed by it because of this. And you know what? Laugh when it happens, okay? I want you to at least have one last laugh at my clown self. But I was so mad in that spot. And what drives me crazy about this, and look, it was for a good cause. But okay.
But you didn't know that at the time.
I didn't know it at the time. So the spin zone that I have for myself that justifies me flicking this person off and telling them to go F themselves is this. The spin zone is this. 10,000 people were trotting for this awesome cause that Sean Pendergast is emceeing. And you only raised $10,000?
Yes.
Some of you people that were running that were doing it just for your own vanity. To show off to people on social media after the fact that you ran in whatever amount of time the turkey trot, but you gave no money to that charity. None. And you should be ashamed of yourself, because not only did you take 50 minutes out of my Thanksgiving, where I could have cured cancer, I could have solved the crisis in Ukraine and Russia, or, you know, in Gaza. I could have done all those things.
Any number of things.
There's a lot of things I could have done in those 50 minutes. And instead, I was stuck in traffic watching people half-ass it, these fat asses half-assing it on the turkey trot. And on top of that, some of you cheapos gave absolutely nothing to this event, which led to lots of police officers getting paid overtime so that they could keep you safe from people like me who were thinking about doing a little Grand Theft Auto. In his head, he wouldn't have actually done it. That's all I'm saying. I'm glad that we raised some money here, but some of you guys held out, and the fact that you also took 50 minutes away from my Thanksgiving yesterday that I'll never get back, I'll never forgive you. That is my confession.
My last question is,
yes, sir.
How did that person respond to you? Did they?
They gave a sheepish look, like, what?
Really?
which honestly was the appropriate response. And I'm glad. I'm
wrong here. Come on.
I don't think they could have taken me. I don't think they could have taken me. Two and four career lifetime fights. So
two and four.
Last time I lost it, just got. I was playing pickup basketball at the LA Fitness on Westheimer, and I stole the ball from somebody who was very mad that I'd stolen the ball from him. And he tackled me on a breakaway layup. I got up, threw the ball at his head. As hard as I could, say, watch you effing psycho. Go out to the free throw line to get the ball checked to me. Turn around. Boom! Punched in the face. And this dude who
looked... So he sucker punched you.
Oh, yeah, he did. And I was down on the ground. I'm glad he didn't go any further. But this dude who looked straight out of I Am Legend, like those things, like he ran. God. He ran. And I'm glad he ran, because I would have kicked my ass.
He ran.
So that's why I don't fight anymore. But I don't think these people could have kicked my ass. Anyway, I'm being self-indulgent here. That was my confession. That felt good to get it off my chest. I'd do it again, too.
It's therapy.
It's therapy.
It's what this time of day is for. Yeah, every day therapy. In the loop on 12:20 here on Sports Radio 610.
Your lunchtime confessions.
Well, we do.
Up next, a look at this weekend in college football. Tonight's big game between Texas and Texas A&M. Keep you posted on what's going on in the Egg Bowl, which, as always, has been fun to open things up. In the Loop with Paul and Chris, Sports Radio 610.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
Paul Gallant, Chris Partee, and for John and Reggie. All right. College football, it's a sport that they play in college on the gridiron. It's a big weekend, rivalry weekend, and generally every single Friday at 12:40, thanks to Wrangler, we run you through the big games of the college football schedule. So, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, game in progress right now. Ole Miss just took a 21-10 lead on Mississippi State with 12 seconds to play in the first half. Ole Miss's quarterback Trinidad Chambly, 212 yards passing and two touchdowns. Just in the first half.
Say that three times fast.
I cannot.
Yeah, really?
I totally forgot his name
already.
In
one time fast.
I just read it off the script. I'm Ron Burgundy. I just read it off the TV. I totally forget his name already. But it's 21-10. That is important in a game where there have been punches thrown between Ole Miss and Mississippi State. For tonight's game, the big game for rivalry weekend, number 3, Texas A&M, number 16, Texas, at DKR in Austin. The Aggies can make it to the SEC championship game with an outright victory over the Horns tonight, as it looks like Ole Miss and Mississippi State might be about to fight again. They can also advance if Ole Miss loses and if Alabama loses the Iron Bowl tomorrow evening at 6:30. Number 10, Alabama on the road. Jordan Hare taking on War Eagle or the Tigers. Make up your mind, Auburn.
One or the other. Pick one.
Like 30.
You only get one.
Gonna have to talk to Parker about that.
Right.
Parker, there's 30 Auburns, or there's 30 Tigers in the SEC, okay? Just be War Eagle. War Eagle's cool. But like, how are you a Tiger
War Eagle? It does sound cool, though.
You have an eagle that flies into the stadium, but you're the Tigers? I don't get it.
The eagle's name is Tigger. No, I'm kidding. I made that up.
That would be pretty good. That would be good.
Like, you're not helping your case as being like the little brother of Alabama in the state if you're if you can't figure out what your mascot is.
Okay, but Crimson Tide and the mascot's an elephant?
Yeah. Makes total sense. Think about it. Think about it. I don't understand.
He's definitely thinking.
I don't get that either.
No one gets it.
It's a cool name. It's also a great
It just sounds good.
It's a great movie. Denzel, yeah. Gene Hackman. Ever seen that?
It just sounds good.
It's very good. All right, so the Aggies in Texas, every Aggie knows this. You can't lose this one. It's not about the college football playoff, which you are very much alive for, and I would feel very good about your chances in the college football playoff with the way that your defense has played this year, but it's your first chance to ever make it to an SEC championship game, number one. You beat Texas into the SEC. They've already played in multiple SEC championship games. Well, you have not. You got to make it to this one. You got to finally make it to this one. It doesn't matter if you win or lose that game. It doesn't matter if you win or lose this game tonight, technically, but they will hold this over your head for the rest of time.
Ever.
If you, in the midst of an undefeated season, lose the season finale to Texas.
What's the gut feeling here? How are you guys feeling about who's going to win this game tonight?
Listen, I just like with the Houston Texans, Chris, I constantly am thinking about the other shoe dropping. Aggie's going to Aggie, man.
You think it's going to happen tonight, huh?
Okay.
If it was ever going to happen, it's going to be tonight, is what you're saying.
I think it's going to happen. And I hate to say that because some of my best friends are Aggies, but my bestest friends are UT people, so I also will be probably wearing burnt orange at some point.
Yeah, I got a lot of UT peeps, too.
You should find a shirt that's like split like between maroon and burnt orange. Aggie maroon, burnt orange.
Right down the middle.
It's interesting you bring that up.
Uh-oh. Do you have a shirt like that,
bro? I do have a shirt like that.
I knew that was coming. I knew it.
I do.
I saw the look in his eye. So I knew it.
Yes, you know me, a little bit of a troll. So a couple of years ago, right after coming back from Seattle, where I had, been talking and being a fan of the Mariners while I was there, when I came back, I had an Astros Mariners shirt, and it was great because it unified both fan bases who hate each other. Who's this a-hole? So yeah, it says Mara Rose. It says like
really?
Yeah, it says Mara Rose.
Did you make it at home?
Oh, come
on. Did you make that at home?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, my goodness.
I had a tailor who, sadly, they're no longer in existence, but shout out to the Brass Thimble, which was the best tailor in town back in the day. And yeah, they put that monstrosity together. Because I'm a little bit of a baseball hoe. What do you want from me? You know, whoever's good.
That's who you're rolling with.
If I'm in a city and I'm being paid to watch the team down, I'll root for that team.
I get it.
Yeah. So anyway.
I get it.
But to bring it back, I do think the Aggies are going to Aggie it up. Aggies. Yeah, I think it's going to happen.
Despite having a lot of...
Sorry, Tyler.
Despite having a lot of Longhorn peeps, I think A&M is going to get the job done.
You think so?
I think they'll get the job done because they know that if they lose this game, what you said.
Right.
You never live that down.
No, you can't.
You never live it down. It being in the position they're in, 11-0, number 3 in the nation, chance to make the SEC championship, college football playoffs, the whole shebang.
Yep.
Yes, I think they get it done.
2:30 today, Georgia, Georgia Tech. Ooh. The only take I have on this game is, one, good for Haynes King. That's it. That's all I got. Also, Georgia's fight song at the end saying, "End to hell with Georgia Tech." Pretty cool.
That's classic.
I like how the fight songs are generally about the other school.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, Texas A&M has the kind of graphic when you think about it, like song Varsity's Horns Off. Like, kind of messed up, yo. PETA? Song Varsity's Horn Off.
Goodness.
Varsity's Horns Are Off. It's like, whoa, easy. It's kind of culty.
These college rivalries, they get brutal.
They do.
They get brutal, and it's so petty.
But it's great.
Ultimate in pettiness when it comes to college football.
Colin, you said something in my ear. I missed it. What is that?
I was just wondering if we want to grace the people that are listening to here on Sports Radio 610, grace the people with the Aggie yell.
Well, this was last year's. I think this was last year's Colin Aggie yell, the one that I emailed.
Yeah.
This is the one from last year. This is the midnight yell for before their game against Texas.
And that's exactly what we're going to do to them, Aggs. We're going to beat the ever-living, ever-loving, compound, complex, fighting Texas Aggie. That's some real little brother energy. Fighting Texas Aggie. There's nothing more disgusting than burnt orange. Fighting Texas Aggie. Saw that fat steer's horns off. Fine Tex Zaghi, Coach Jim Schlossnagel never belonged here anyway. We're going to beat the Fighting Texas Daddy class of 2026. Hell, out of those Texas Longhorns.
Man. You guys just make it too easy. And I don't have a dog in the fight. So this is the big request that I've always had for the Aggies in the Midnight Yell. Okay, you're at a school. There's a ton of people that go to this school. Texas A&M, it's a good school. There's a lot of great students who have gone there. And I'm sure some of them are comedically inclined. Someone's got to write these guys better material. They got to write these guys better material.
You're bringing some professionals, huh?
Yeah. Can we get a stand-up comic? I mean, shoot. Like, just off the top of my head, my girlfriend's favorite podcaster, Brittany Broski, she's a big deal. She can't help out with the Midnight Yell. Can we get some better jokes?
I mean, come on. We need Shane Gillis. What are you talking about?
Shane would help too, but I don't know. He might, because he's living in Austin now. Is he? Can he get away with, you know, crossing the state lines?
He might not want
to
do that.
I don't think he would.
He might not want to risk that.
No, and he's a Notre Dame guy too. And I think he probably thinks, oh, this is kind of weird. Most people think the Texas A&M thing is weird. And you know, you go up online. I looked up a couple of things. Like, hey, what are the best like
Longhorn jokes?
What
did you find?
Here are some bad ones. How do you get a UT graduate off your porch? Fighting Texas Aggies. How do you get them off your porch? You pay them for pizza.
Ha, ha, ha.
How many UT football players does it take to change a light bulb? Only one, but he gets 3 credit hours, a new car, and about 5,000 in cash for it.
Wow. Okay, that's all right.
That's actually pretty good. That's not that bad.
How many Longhorn fans does it take to screw in a light bulb? 4. 1 to screw in the light bulb. 2 to talk about how great the light bulbs were when Daryl K. Royal was there.
Oh, wow.
And 1 more to walk away halfway through.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. What's that in reference of?
I don't know. I'm just reading it off of TexAg's forum. TexAg's noted sane and rational message board.
Of course.
Shout out to my guy David Nuno.
What is the Tex Aggs equivalent for UT though?
Orange Bloods maybe?
Ooh.
Yeah. Chip Brown and all that.
Orange Bloods. I actually worked with him.
You did?
At when I was.
Oh yeah, back when you were in Austin. Yeah.
I produced his morning show with Sean Adams. Yeah.
It's going to be an interesting experience tonight. I'm bringing my mom and my stepdad straight from the airport into all of it so they can experience it.
Oh, wow.
And I know.
So they get into it today? Like,
What
time? Like right after the show?
Right after the show. These are my confessions. Another confession. I think it's ridiculous that I have to pick up my mom from the airport when she didn't pick me up from the airport the last time I
Damn!
Got
there. Damn!
But I'll do it because I'm a good boy.
That's your mom.
I'll do it because I'm a good boy.
That's your mom.
Yeah, I know. She could pick me up from the airport last time.
Damn.
I'm just saying. I'm driving through rush hour traffic to George Bush Intercontinental Airport.
That's true.
I'm going to want to kill myself.
Yeah.
Of course, talking cheeky here, but jeez.
Oh, my goodness.
I actually went to DKR a few months ago.
You did?
Yeah. Because Sam Houston played them, and you know, the 55-0 arch looking good game.
Yeah.
I was sitting up in that press box.
Tough day.
Yeah. Sitting up in that press box, though. That press box is kind of. No disrespect, but it's kind of a rough press box.
No disrespect.
All disrespect, actually.
I'm just saying, you know.
That was all disrespect.
Hey, it was pretty cool though. I got to stand right next to Bevo.
Hell yeah! Did you saw his horn off? No, you can't. That's what the Aggies have that as a fetish, though.
They would murder you if you touched Bevo.
Well,
they're not letting Revie to EGAR tonight with her one eye.
The thing is, though, Sam Houston is called a place where all the Aggie rejects go. So,
damn.
That's cold-blooded right there.
I never really had a thing in like with the Aggies in Texas. I was a Colt McCoy fan, but that's about it.
Okay.
And I love me some money. You know,
Johnny Manziel.
Yeah. You know, okay. Johnny Football.
Old Johnny Football.
Johnny Football. But Sam Houston, that's where I aligned. I have no dog in this fight. I kind of hope that, there's no ties in college football, but you know what?
You want a tie?
I would love a tie.
Bring
just
back
for
ties.
Some reason. Bring back ties.
Most un-American take ever the day after Thanksgiving.
Are we normalizing ties now?
No, no. F that. Ties are un-American.
Ties don't bother me.
They don't?
They don't happen all the time.
Well, the Irish have been losing like their entire history. So,
goodness.
And we wish we were tying. Anyway, call Neil by the glass. Chris Partee, I'm Paul Gallant. In for John and Reggie. It's In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Stay there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.